Good morning. Somebody took a walk in a forest. He's walking through the forest and he notices a fellow with an axe trying to chop down tree after tree. It's tremendously hard work. And he sees the person exhausted, schwitzing. He says to him, "Tell me, you look absolutely finished. You look exhausted, just sweating. How long have you been doing this for?" He said, "About 8 hours. He sees one or two felled trees. He said, "8 hours, maybe you should take a moment to rest, regain your strength. Maybe sharpen your axe, you know, make it easier in the future." And the fellow says to him, "What are you talking about? I haven't got time for this. I'm trying to go and cut down the entire forest over here. I don't have time to sit down and relax and take time to retrospect to see how I can go further." Many, many times we go through life and we're doing exactly the same thing. It's like a person that's driving. And you say to him, you know, when you're driving, eventually you have to fill up gas, you have to fill up petrol. If you don't fill up petrol, who is going to have it? "I don't have time to fill up petrol. I just don't have time." So many times we go through life and we're in exactly the same situation. We just don't have time. We don't have time to think. We don't have time to stop for a moment and reflect. Where are we holding? Where are we heading? How are we going to get there? And that's what I want to speak about today. I want to speak about a topic which is primarily a halachic topic, and I'm going to start off with the halachic different dimensions and specifications of the mitzvah that we're going to be discussing Be'ez Hashem today. And I want to move on to something which I believe is something that in this generation requires a tremendous amount of chizuk, tremendous amount of strengthening. From my experience of working with boys, bochrim, I get to see this firsthand, and I'm not going to say any chidushim. I don't think today I'm going to say anything that anyone here doesn't know. The Maseiros Yesharim says in the Akdama, it's not about saying Kedushim, it's about refreshing ourselves to say something that we know again. And obviously, make this disclaimer, I don't need to be the one, and definitely not Roy, to do so, to come and give Musa. I always say to the Bochum in Yeshiva, if you ever think I'm giving Musa, really I'm talking to myself. But if I start talking to myself, the little men with the white coats are going to come and carry me away. So I find an audience to speak to, and this way I can get myself done at the same time. So that's not my intention, but it is my intention to maybe stop for a moment and realize, where are we holding? What are we doing? There's a Mishnah in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, if a person is reading the Torah, the Egiyah Zman HaMikra, and it comes to the Zman Kriya Shema, Im kivin libo yotza, says the Mishnah, if a person puts his heart to it, he's mechaven, whatever that means, then he's yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara famously, Shema mino mitzvahs tzrichos kavona. Mitzvahs require kavona, they require intent, they require concentration, they require a thought process before we do the mitzvah. Rashi learns very simply in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says that you're reading Shema, this man of Kriya Shema comes along, only if you have kavona to be yaitza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, will you be yaitza the mitzvah. If you're not having kavona, you're not yaitza. Therefore says Rashi very clearly, that true, the Mishnah over here is talking about mitzvah strikas kavona legabi Kriya Shema, but hu hadin, any other mitzvah as well, also requires kavona, mitzvah strikas kavona. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Tzorichin on Rashi, says, "I don't understand. Who said that was the case of here? What does Rashi mean, having kavona? I'm reading Kriya Shema. What does that mean? True, I'm reading from all the way from Bereishis until V'zayis HaBracha. I'm coming to Kriya Shema. This is Kriya Shema. What does this mean?" Says Tosfos, it means as follows. It means that a person is reading to see whether or not there's letters missing, or maybe there's too many letters. He's trying to see exactly what's going on over there. He's checking a mezuzah. He's checking a Sefer Torah. Whatever he's doing to see what the situation is. Lav dafka, is he actually reading Kriya Shema the way we read Kriya Shema? Says Tosfos, the Gemara Rashi means, the Mishnah clearly means, that a person has kavona means to read. Could be he's not even reading properly. Says Tosfos, this person is just flying through it to see the letters. He's not concentrating on the reading itself. And therefore, says Tosfos, when the Mishnah says, "Im kivin liboy," person has kavona, what does that mean? It means a person has kavona to read the words. But doesn't mean anything about what Rashi was talking about. So we have over here a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether or not when the Mishnah says in Brachos, "Im kivin liboy," if a person is having kavona to read Kriya Shema, Is that kavana for the mitzvah itself of Kriya Shema, and therefore that would tell us mitzvah sriches kavana? Or no? Like Tosfos said, it doesn't have to be mitzvah sriches kavana. It has to be that I'm having kavana just to read the words to make sure I'm reading properly. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I actually have to have kavana for the mitzvah. So that's the machlokes rishonim. The Tor in Aruch Chaim Siman Samach Sif Dalet brings down Shitas Tosfos that really mitzvahs love sriches kavana. As Tosfos paskens, mitzvahs do not require kavana. I, the Mishnah that was talking about when you're not reading properly, and therefore I have to make sure I'm reading properly. And then the Torah brings other Rishonim like the Rosh, the Bahag, the Rif, and the Rambam that they hold mitzvahs sriches kavana. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Sif Dalet clearly paskens. He actually brings two Shitas. The first Shita he brings Yesh Omrim, which as we know is Tosfos, is mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. Mitzvahs do not require kavana. And then he brings the Yesh Omrim mitzvahs Sriches Kavona, which is Rashi and Rav Vishonim, and that's the halacha lemaisa. And as I pass an halacha in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs Sriches Kavona. When we do a mitzvah, we have to think for a moment, what are we doing? Comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings a Shitas Radvaz. And the Radvaz says, this that we say, mitzvah Sriches Kavona, what does that mean? Which type of mitzvah are we dealing with? Says the Magen Avraham, Hashem the Radvaz. The Magen Avraham himself doesn't go with this, but the Radvaz does, and he quotes him. This that we say that mitzvah Sriches Kavona, that's only by a doraisa. When we're doing a mitzvah in a Torah, we're eating matzah on Leil HaSeder, we're shaking a lulav on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, when we're reading Kriya Shema in the morning and the night, these are mitzvahs doraisa. Oh, this requires mitzvah Sriches Kavona. But when we're doing a mitzvah derabbanon, when we're reading the Megillah, when we're lighting the menorah, doing any mitzvah derabbanon, then we paskin mitzvahs lav sriches kavona. That's how the Magen Avraham brings the Radvaz. The Magen Avraham doesn't paskin like the Radvaz, and the Mishnah Brura himself also paskins lahachme, which means that by a derabbanon and a doraisa both require kavona, as we'll explain and try to describe what this kavona is all about. So first of all, the Mishnah Brura, when he brings this halacha over here in Siman Samach Sikot Zayin, the Mishnah Brura brings two pshatim, two explanations of what does it mean kavana? What does this mean? Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. Okay, great. We pasken Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. But what does that mean? Which kavana do I have to have? Are we talking about Arizals and Shlach Kodesh's kavanas? What are we discussing? So Mishnah Brura says there are two kavanas that a person can have during the mitzvah. He says, number one, kavanas halev lemitzvah atzmoy. That means a person understands the mitzvah, he puts on his heart the reasoning of the mitzvah, the deep understanding of the mitzvah. That's number one. Number two, says the Mishnah Brura, kavana to be yaitza the mitzvah. Very simple, pashup shah. Kavana to be yaitza the mitzvah, kasher tziva Hashem. Hashem told me to do the mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah. No deep reasons, no understanding, no unbelievable kavanas in divrei kabbalah. Pashup shah, I'm doing the mitzvah. Why? Because I need to do the mitzvah. Because Hashem told me to. That's why I'm doing the mitzvah. Which one are we discussing? Says the Chofetz Chaim over here, Sikotan Zayin, Siman Samech Neruch Chaim. We are obviously discussing the mitzvah of the second type. We're discussing not the deep understanding. That's a wonderful thing for a person to have. It's a wonderful mitzvah min amuvchon, mahadrin min amahadrin, for a person to have wonderful kavanas and understand exactly what he's doing. That's beautiful. That's like the second stage. But the first stage is to at least understand and do the mitzvah because Hashem said so. That's why we're doing it. Now what happens if a person doesn't have the kavana? What happens? You do a mitzvah. We wake up in the morning, we put on our tefillin, we're half asleep, we realize at the end of davening ended. You know, we just do three mitzvahs generally. So what happens if a person doesn't have kavana? So Mishnah Brura over here, Siman Samach, Sikot Ches clearly says that v'biddi eved, if a person did not have kavana, min ha-Torah, he was not yotze the mitzvah. Imagine a person reading Kriya Shema and he realizes at the end of davening, oh, I did Kriya Shema today. You know, you have those questions. Did I say Kriya Shema today or not? You have this sort of question. Did you say? You probably weren't having any intention or kavana whatsoever. So the Mishnah Brura says, min ha-Torah, you are actually not yet to the mitzvah. What does that mean? Paskins the Chofetz Chaim, you have to do the mitzvah again. Good. Without a bracha. Because you've got to show him that hold that it's okay. Mitzvah's love, shrikas kavana. But lemaisa, a person has to do the mitzvah again. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of Brochus Perik Aleph, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even according to the Shita that holds that we don't even paskinite of mitzvah's ein shrikas kavana, which we don't paskin like, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's all b'di'eved. Of course, you yoitz according to that shita. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, a chiddush, that l'kulei alma, everyone's maskim, l'chatchila, everyone has to have kavana. Even according to the man da'oma that holds that mitzvahs lav tzriches kavana, the Rashba holds that way, the Meiri holds this way, that even if you hold mitzvahs lav tzriches kavana, but still l'chatchila, you're meant to have kavana. Now this din of mitzvahs tzriches kavana, is it a daraisa? Is it a drabonon? What happens over here? So this is a Ramban, Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban writes that it's minat Torah. That this din of mitzvahs tzriches kavana is not just a nice thing to do, l'chatchila, but b'di'eved you're okay. No. It actually is a din minat Torah. Where does he learn it from? The Ramban learns from l'ovdei b'chol levavachem. Right? The avoider that we do has to be b'chol levavachem, has to be with all our heart. And therefore, says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah saseh for a person to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom b'chol halev, properly, in the correct manner, to do the mitzvah kashet tzivur Hashem, and a person has to do it in that way. The Prima Gadim over here in Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach, in the Ishlev Vom Sikot and Zayin, says he's not sure. He is a suffix whether or not mitzvah shrikas kabana, this din of doing this, is it a daraisa or durabon? In fact, the stechemed and oismem brings many rishonim that hold it's a durabonon. The mishabur, the chavetz chaim, the halacha, the mais, and the rechaim, some of the samach paskins clearly in sivdalet that mitzvah shrikas kabana is a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. So once again, let's go a little bit deeper. What does it mean, kavana? Kavana for what? So good, I have to kashet tziva Hashem. To do what? To do this mitzvah? Or any mitzvah. How does it work? So there are poskim, there are achronim that bring down that when a person does a mitzvah, it must be done with the kavona, with the intention to do that specific mitzvah. Even if that's the case, the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly, and he brings Rashi, he's bringing Araya, that I don't have the kavona of that mitzvah. As long as I have a kavona to do a mitzvah kashit tzivah Hashem, even if it's not the mitzvah that I'm doing right now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings Rashi in the Gemara in Brochus, the Gimel that we quote, mitzvah shrikas kavana, says Rashi, shem mischavin l'shem mitzvah. Very simple. Rashi's clear. Mischavin l'shem mitzvah. Doesn't mean say which one. Any mitzvah. As long as my kavana, my intention is to do a mitzvah of Hashem, I'm yaitza 100%. There's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Pekudei, Peg Lamates, Pasuk Aleph, where the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, kashet tzivah Hashem, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh ois yutze, she'oimim b'shas ha'malocha harei onu oisim dova zeh kashet tzivah Hashem es Moshe. This Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, clearly like the Aruch HaShulchan, Deek and Rashi, that when we do a mitzvah, it has to be done kashet tzivah Hashem, not necessarily for that specific mitzvah, but for a mitzvah in general. That's what I'm doing. So therefore, I don't need a specific mitzvah. Does it have to be said? Or is it enough that I think it? Shaila in the Poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan or Yisches, brings the Shaila, and he says, believe is enough. It doesn't have to say it, bepeh. It's enough that you think, why am I doing this mitzvah? Why am I putting on tefillin? Why am I eating matzah? Why am I doing a mitzvah of chesed? I'm doing it kashet tzivah Hashem. Even if that's the case, then the Yehuda that's brought down, now this, Rosh Chodesh Zalman was very, very makbid on this, to say it bepeh, dafka to say, a person should say it in the shame mitzvahs, or a person's doing it whatever, b'shem the mitzvah that he does, and therefore, he's even more of a mila. What if a person forgot? Imagine you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you put on tefillin, for those that didn't already, you're about to put on tefillin, so no, you forgot in the beginning of the mitzvah to have kavana. So there's a tshuva, in the Belzer Dayan, in the Shevet Kavasi of Shammai Gross, in Chelik Vov, 7-9, hey, he brings the shayla, and he says, a true, that mitzvah shrikas kavana, and that's how we paskin, and that's what we have to do. When should that be done? Of course it should be done in the beginning. But if it's not, what do I do then? It could be done in the middle. Middle of the mitzvah, a person's oisik b'mitzvah, he's doing the mitzvah, at that moment of time, he can actually have kavana to do the mitzvah and he's okay. There's a wonderful chiddush from the Chai Adam. Mishabur brings in, it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, and the Maisa Mishabur Paskins like it, at least b'dievet for sure. The Chai Adam is mechadish, there are certain mitzvahs, I don't have to think about it. You know, you see a person in a sukkah, what do you say, what are you doing right now? I don't know. He's sitting in a sukkah. A person's eating matzah on Sleil Haseda. A person is shaking the lulav on sukkahs, right, the first day. You can ask him, what are you doing? I don't know. It doesn't happen. That's the thing. When a person is doing a mitzvah, that's muchach metoich maisov. It's so clear what he's doing is the shei mitzvah. Says the Chaya Adam, in that case, He doesn't have to have the Shei Mitzvah. Then the Kavanah is automatic, right? It's all automatic because at the end of the day, he's doing the Mitzvah. There's no other reason when a person, for example, does a Shabbos Aveidah, so I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he's just a nice guy. Maybe he's just doing Chesed. Someone asks him to lend money. So he takes the money out of his pocket because he knows he's a nice guy. I don't know if he's doing it because of a Mitzvah. And therefore, says the Chayyim Adam, when it's so clear from a person's Maisav, when a person's actions, that he's doing the Mitzvah, the shame the Mitzvah, like Dalad Minim on something similar to that, then Biddi Eved, you're for sure Yaitza, even if there's no Kavanah. Even the Chai Odom Paskins, Helechatchele, you should have Kavanah. The Mishabur himself also goes with this, that it should be Bekavanah, but Stam doesn't work. A person Stam doesn't think anything whatsoever, then it doesn't work. You have no Chiddush of the Chai Odom. Now we have to understand, what's the maila of Mitzvah Sfikas Kavanah? What's the maila? It's a nice, it's Dindaraisa, to say it belave, or say it bepeh. Beautiful. For what? What's the purpose? So Shlomo Zalman, the Halicha Shlomo and Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis brings that the Kavanah of the Mitzvah isn't just a nice thing to do. It's like a side. You know, I'm doing the Mitzvah, so I may as well have the Kavanah at the same time, just to sort of get it in there, Mahadrin. No. He says, actually, the Lashon of Shlomo Zalman is that when a person does a Mitzvah with Kavanah, Ikka be'etzem kiyam mitzvah is the Kavanah, not the Maisa. Now, it's the Maisa you have to do. But the Ikka be'etzem kiyam mitzvah is the Machshava, is the Kavanah that a person has. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman held that when a person does a Mitzvah without the Kavanah, it's as if he didn't do the Mitzvah at all. So there you are, thinking you're a great tzaddikim, you put on tefillin, you ate matzah, you did all the wonderful things. And Rosh Hashanah says, well, without the Kavanah, it just didn't work. You're busy kibbutz over aim, you're doing chesed, you're going here, going there, helping people, wonderful. But like Rosh Hashanah says, if you didn't have Kavanah Shei Mitzvah, that's the ikur of the Mitzvah. You're just not yaita the Mitzvah. There's a mafush in the Hagdomah of the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal writes a similar thing in the Hagdomah. He says, a person does a Mitzvah without the Kavanah, says the Egle Tal, he says, if he didn't do the Mitzvah. It's a mafush, Rashi in Erevin, Salihei Amadeis. Rashi says the same thing. A person does not have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, it's as if he didn't do the Mitzvah at all. What's the pshat? So there's a Sefer, Ava Sion, from the son of the Noidib Yehuda, he says, what's the pshat? What does this mean? I don't have Kavanah, I get no Mitzvah. So he says, you have to understand, if a person's doing something, not L'Shem Mitzvah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do many, many things. If we're not doing it L'Shem, Kashat Tziva Hashem, because Hashem told me to do it, so then I don't know you're doing a Mitzvah. We have to understand what exactly is doing a mitzvah. There's a Murdik Araya, there's a Mishnah Berurah. In Aruch Chaim Sim and Shinalev Sikot and Chavov, the Mishnah Berurah brings a beautiful Araya. Listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah brings it like this. Shulchan Aruch says that lo yotze betfilin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a tefillin. Let's leave out the Shaila. Is it Yemut or not Mut? So that's not our Shaila right now. But the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, do not leave your house, don't go outside with Shus HaRabim on Shabbos with a tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, only outside is the problem, but in your house, we're not so worried. And continues the Mishnah Berurah, only if you put it on the Shem Mitzvah is it a problem. But if you don't put it on the Shem Mitzvah, that's fine, because you're not Yaitzer Mitzvah anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah is so clear that when a person's putting on tefillin, he's not Yaitzer Mitzvah if he doesn't think about it. There's a Chai Odom has a sefer called Kitzach Haredim. He writes over there that if a person does a Mitzvah without Kavanah, it's an unbelievable Chiddush, this Chai Odom, tremendous. It'll make us think for a moment before we do a Mitzvah. Says the Chai Odom, if a person does a Mitzvah without the Kavanah, apart from not being yet to the mitzvah properly, as we spoke about, he's over on a mitzvah asay of lo avdoi b'chol levavcham. He's mamish over on an issa. A person has to be so careful. There's a Chofetz Chaim in Be'alocha, which is mamish. Everyone goes crazy when they read this Be'alocha. Simon Samak, Diva Maskel V'yesh. Look it up yourselves. Unbelievable Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, how many people do this? That if a person puts on tzitzis in the morning, person puts on a talis, a person puts on tzitzis, and he has no kavanah to the mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim, you are wearing a beged of dalet kamvois beli tzitzis. There it is. You're doing a mitzvah, right? Good, you've got the chayodah, maybe the evet, but the Mishnah Berurah is clearly saying that a person can do mitzvahs without thought, without thinking, you just do it. And the problem is that unfortunately we all do the same thing. There's an unbelievable raya, and then I'll get onto my Ikki Yisoid. This is just the Hagdoma, an introduction to my Ikki Yisoid, what I came here to speak about. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah. Someone top reish lamed ches. Shulchan Aruch talks about a sukkah and the noise sukkah that's also all 8 days of Yom Tov. Mishabur explains as follows. Kishem shechal shem shomayim al hachagiga. Chazal, as we know, that the shem shomayim is chal on the hachagiga, says Chazal, Mishabur brings it, kachal shem shomayim al hasukkah. The sukkah, as we know, I'm sure everybody understands, the sukkah, the tremendous kedusha of a person who goes into the sukkah, the walls are holy, the decorations are holy, and they're also for 8 days because of that reason. Says the Mishabur, Sikotin Gimel, an unbelievable thing. Right, people go skip through it when they go through these halachos without realizing the Musa that the Mishabur is trying to give us. The Chofetz Chaim says that what does this mean? Shem Shemayim is Chalon a Sukkah. Everybody wants to sit on a Sukkah that the Shem Shemayim is Chalon. Says the Mishabur, it's only going on a Sukkah that was built L'Shem Chag. That means if I build my Sukkah L'Shem Yontov, L'Shem Yontov of Sukkah to sit in the Sukkah, then I get this wonderful Maila of having the Kedusha and the Chagiga and the wonderful Shechina that goes onto my Sukkah. Says the Mishavua, but what happens if you have a Sukkah that's Roin or Burgonin? For example, you have a Sukkah that belongs to shepherds, it belongs to workers, it belongs to security guards, for whatever reason, and it's a kosher Sukkah, I put on Tzchach, it's a kosher Sukkah, no question whatsoever. But because it wasn't built L'Shem Chag, 100% kosher, I mean, to the mitzvah without any shayla of eating in there on Yontov. But since it wasn't built the Shem Chag, says the Mishabura, the Shem Shemaim is not chal on that sukkah. Rishon Shadron, the Sefer Lev Sholem, a Parsha Zohar, see, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, look at this, Mishabura, it's unbelievable. You have two sukkahs, both of them 100% kosher, no shayla, eating in them, hajjum and a mahajjum, or yaitza, eating in the sukkah on the Yontov of sukkahs. However, one of them was built the Shem Sukkah, and it gets the Shem Shemaim on it. The other one that was not built the Shem Sukkah doesn't get the Shem Shemaim. Says Rav Shalom Shadron Zatzal, what's the Musa Haskel from this Mishabura? A person does a mitzvah without kavana. Was he yaitza? Maybe b'dieved, maybe he was yaitza. She does not hold that mitzvah's love, she has kavana. No, we command the tame for everything, no problem. Were yaitza? Maybe you were yaitza. But it doesn't work as a mitzvah in the same way a regular mitzvah works. It doesn't work with that dveikus that we're supposed to have with the Rabbanu Shalom. What is the purpose of a mitzvah? Mr. Yishoyim says in Perek Tazayin, many other Marimakoyimus as well, the whole purpose of the mitzvah is for what? It's anigel Hashem. It's for him to come closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. A mitzvah is a vehicle for us to get closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, you clearly see from the Mishnah, from the Mishabura, so clearly that a person can do the mitzvah. He lives his entire life doing mitzvahs. What a tzaddik, unbelievable. And he gets up there, no shame shemaim. It just doesn't happen. It's not. It just didn't work. It just didn't go through. And that's a terrible, terrible shame. And this is Beth, and what I wanted to speak about was if we looked around at the, if we would, so to speak, give ourselves a report card of where we're holding in Yiddishkeit. Where's Klal Yisrael holding right now in Yiddishkeit? Where are we? Tremendous. Tremendous. We have from schools, we send our children to Beis Yaakov, we've got koilos, even in koilos, early morning koilos for working people. We've got gemachs for everything in the world. We're just doing great. Klal Yisrael are just mamish, unbelievable, increasing bali tshuvas. It's unbelievable what's going on in Klal Yisrael. The problem is we're missing something. We're missing the heart of Yiddishkeit. That's what we're missing. True, we do the actions. We do. We all do the actions. And again, I'm talking to myself. We do the actions. But where's the fire? Where's the neshama? Where's the Yiddishkeit? That's where the problem is. Rav Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev once called over a huge asif in Berditchev. He called all the Jews. Everybody has to gather together in the main shul. Hundreds and hundreds of people, everybody was curious to know, what is the Berditchev Rebbe going to say to us on this day when he calls everybody towards us? Everybody comes in, and can you imagine when he went up to the bima, absolute pin drop silence. And everybody's waiting to hear these terrible words. What's he going to say? Something terrible happening in Klal Yisrael, something good happening. What's he going to say? And he gets up and he says, Rabbi said, just don't forget that there's a Rabbi Nishal Olam. Don't forget that there's a Rabbi Nishal Olam. And that's all his message. He's talking to Frum Yidden. Rishon Shadron was once giving a shiur in America. He talked about Chil Shabbos. He was giving a shiur in Flatbush. And they said to him, you know, it's very nice, you know, great shiur, very nice. Chil Shabbos, it's kind of not negated to us. You know, we Baruch Hashem, we have no problem with Chil Shabbos. We've got no tithes to be on our phones, Baruch Hashem. We're okay. What do you think about Chil Shabbos for? He says, let me tell you something. When there's a fire, Rachman al Itzlan, when there's a fire, you don't just attack the fire itself, but you attack everywhere around. You put water everywhere. Why? So it shouldn't spread. I don't believe anybody here is obviously guilty of this, but unfortunately, this is something that we're going through. I have the schus of dealing with Bochrim for well over 10 years, and I speak to boys all the time. A boy told me recently, not from my yeshiva, from a different yeshiva, came to speak to me, and he says to me, I asked him, tell me something, did you keep Shabbos? He says, no. I said, why? He's a fun boy from a fun family. Fun boy, but he comes from a very, very fun family. He said, why do you not keep Shabbos? He said, because it doesn't mean anything to me. I said, but what, you grew up in a house. He said, it doesn't mean anything to my father either. Children have very sensitive antennas. It's our obligation as parents. Our parent is a machanach. Every single person has a connection to a child, whether it's in a classroom, whether it's in a home, whether it's anywhere. And obviously to ourselves. We've got to light the fire up. We've got to understand that yes, we do the mitzvahs. We perform the mitzvahs. We're great. We're wonderful people. Machat v'shalom, not putting anybody down. But where's the Yiddishkeit? Where's the geschmack? Where's the simchas ha-mitzvah? I hear it from kids all the time. I'm not exaggerating. I hear it all the time from kids. That there's no geschmack. Shabbos is boring. Davening is boring. And these are children, I can tell you, if I would say names, it would be wow. These people come from wonderful, wonderful homes. I'm chas v'shalom not putting down their parents for a moment. Because it could be that we're going from the outside as well. Now we have smartphones. Who knows where everything comes from nowadays? Not everything comes from the home. But the truth is, if we would light the fire in the home, in ourselves, we'd give over to our children in this way, it would be a whole different situation. It really would be a whole different situation. Rabbi Shlomo Schwab Zatzal said over, he was once staying by the Chofetz Chaim. It was Friday night. The Olam turned up to the Chofetz Chaim and the Chofetz Chaim started speaking and he said as follows. He said, the Chazal tell us that we know that every person was able to taste in the mon any taste he wanted to taste. What happened, asked the Chofetz Chaim, if he didn't think of anything? What happens if he didn't think of anything? And the Chofetz Chaim answered his own question. The answer is nothing. It didn't taste of anything. Without thought, the mon tasted of nothing. Said the Chofetz Chaim, mon is a dover ruchni, it's a spiritual item. Any spiritual item, if we don't think of what we're doing and why we're doing it, then it actually means nothing whatsoever. Tremendous thing with Shlomo Zalman. Somebody famously came over to Shlomo Zalman and said, what's chat in the Mishnah, my Marcus, that Rotzak Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakas is Yisrael Lefir and Chirbalem Toyu and Mitzvahs. What does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a Mazakas. He gave us tons of Mitzvahs. I don't know. Less would have been a lot easier to keep. Would have to have so many Mitzvahs for. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, you have to understand there are many things that we do anyway. We tie our shoes anyway. We do so many things. We wash our face, we wash our hands. We do this as a normal practice. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us, as a chesed, to give us more Toyu and Mitzvahs. But only if you understand why you're doing it. Only if you put a little bit of thought into the mitzvah. In the parasha of Vidui Maisvus, the Torah tells us in Devarim Chavov Yudgimel, the Torah says, "Ba'arti min abayis v'loy shachachti." What does it mean, v'loy shachachti? So Rashi says, "V'loy shachachti, I didn't forget." What? Milavorich al hafroshes maisvus. So stated in Rashi. Ask the Maral, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. Birchas ha-mitzvahs of the Rabbanon. How can the Torah over here say v'loy shachachti? Rashi is saying it's talking about milavorich al hafroshes maisvus. It's talking about a drabonon. Doesn't make any sense. Torah is the Raisa. Answers the Maral, a whole new yisoid. The Maral over here is saying that the ikka brocha that a person gives to the Rabbein Shem, this is what Rashi was referring to, is to appreciate the mitzvah. Appreciate the mitzvah as an opportunity. And therefore, says the Maral, yes, that's the Raisa. You're true, birchas hanan and brochas are generally drabonon, apart from birchas hamazon, it's drabonon. But over here, v'loy shachachtin is Rashi, milavorich al hafroshes maisvus means, says the Maral, Pshat and Rashi, that a person understands and appreciates what is a mitzvah. It's an opportunity to get closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Without thinking of the mitzvah, it's just not going to work. We're not going to get there. True, maybe a yotze without it. True, there is showing that say maybe you're okay. But if we want to become a person that's closer to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we want to give over to our children and obviously ourselves this geschmack in Yiddishkeit, geschmack in Torah, geschmack in mitzvahs and everything, then this is the only way to do it. My Mashkech of Neuch Olowik Shlita from Torah once said that every person has the things that he enjoys, that he loves. And it's up to us to give ourselves and our children an Ava Sator, an Ava of Yiddishkeit. Because if not, they're going to have an Ava for something else, and that something else is very dangerous. Whether it's ourselves or whether it's other people. Whether it's the people that we influence. If we don't ignite this fire, if we don't realize and appreciate what the mitzvahs are, the value of a mitzvah, the geschmack of keeping Shabbos, and again, we have to work it in ourselves before we give it over to other people. That's an amazing, amazing thing. The Shmuel Sisharim says, this is the difference between a real Oyved Hashem. You have a worker in the office that works 9 to 5. He clocks in every single day, 9 o'clock, and every single day, 5 o'clock. He leaves, he never comes late, he never leaves early. He's a great worker, unbelievable worker. I'm going to keep him. But I have another worker who works every so often a little bit extra. He does things that he's not asked to do. He goes a little bit further than that. That's the work I want to keep. Even though the other one was great. 9 to 5, he never took off any time, he never came late, never left early. But at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom says in Mesillas Yesharim, looks at a person and see, how is he Oved Hashem? And that's the big thing. The Vilna Gaon says an unbelievable yesod. Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok, as we know, is one of the biggest yesodos, the foundations of Yiddishkeit. In fact, we know that we live off the schar, the reward of Akedas Yitzchok, Ada Yom Hazeh. Says the Vilna Gaon, you know, does it really make so much sense? If God came to you and says, my dear son, take your only son, the one that you love, with all the wonderful simonim, and go and offer him up as a korban. True, it's going to be hard, but if we get a direct message from the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're also going to do it. Grace Godless Avram Avinu, wow, you did it. What Hashem told you to do, we also would have done it. More than that, every Yom Kippur, we will mention this inyun of Akedas Yitzchak. We're living off the schar of Akedas Yitzchak. No! How much can you cash in on one Maisa Mitzvah? How much can you do that? Number one, Avraham was told by the Rabbeinu Shalom, we'd all do that. Number two, how much can you cash in for one Mitzvah? So the Vilna Gaon, the Pshat is, it wasn't that Avraham Avinu did it, because everyone would have done it. It was how he did it. Avraham Avinu could have said, listen, Rabbeinu Shalom, you told me to offer my son, no problem, of course I'm going to do it, but we'll do it later on in the afternoon. We'll have a shmooze, we'll go hike, we'll go for a trip, we'll go, you know, I'll go spend some time together with my son a little bit, just to, you know, have a little bit more time. Avraham Avinu, no, Vayashkem Avraham Baboike, I'm going to do it straight away. The Ava, the Zwizas, the Geshmak that Avraham Avinu did it with, that's the Schar that we're living with. Not the Schar that he did it, because we all would have done it, but the Schar in the way that he did it. A soldier from the Russian army once walked into the Slonim Rebbe's tish. The Rebbe, in the middle of a tish, hundreds of Hasidim, the Rebbe stands up for this Russian soldier. You can imagine how embarrassed he is. He walks into the tish, hundreds of Hasidim are looking his way to see what is the matter with me, what have I done wrong? The Rebbe calls him over and says, I see a shine on your face. What have you done recently? I see something, you've done something unbelievable. Can you tell me something? And first he was whispering, he was embarrassed, he didn't want to say. The Rebbe told him, no, speak loud, let everybody hear. Big Kiddush Hashem. So he says, I'll tell you what happened in short. He says that we were traveling with the army, as we do, and we finally reached this place where there are many, many choshev yidden over here that I keep the mitzvah of sukkah, and it was the time of sukkahs. And I was so excited, I'm able to keep the mitzvah of sukkah, first time in ages. I'm excited to be able to go over. I had a couple of days off in the army duty. I'm going to go over, and I'm going to go keep the mitzvah. I was so excited. And I asked my officer, my general, to do me a favor. I've got my time off, I'd like to take it right now in order to go and do some religious practice. And the army general told him, I'm sorry, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not allowed to let you leave. You cannot leave. He said, what do you mean? I have to, it's my time. No, you can't leave whatsoever. So he was devastated. And in fact, not only that, the general took another officer to make sure and guard him that he shouldn't actually go out. And the whole night he's going crazy. When can I finally go? When can I finally go? And he waits and waits and waits until hours later through the night, the officer that's guarding him falls asleep. And as he falls asleep, he's so excited, I'm going to run out of here. He knows it's not really pikuach nefesh. He knows he's not really allowed to put his life in danger, but he's going to go anyway. And he goes over the fence while the guard is sleeping. He bangs into the sukkah. The other people over there are saying, what's going on over here? He says, it's okay. I just need to make this. Give me a kazayas of bread. Let me make the mitzvah on the first night of sukkahs. And he eats the bread. And he goes back. And he's happy that he did the mitzvah. So he says to the Rebbe, that's probably what you're referring to. The Rebbe said, no. That's a wonderful thing, and you'll get schar and shemayim for that. That's beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But more than that, tell me something else that you did. So he was a little bit embarrassed, but then he said, I'll tell you what happened. I came back, and I had approximately 4 or 5 hours until daylight, until I had to go and continue my service, my duties, whatever I had to do in the army. So I could have gone to sleep, but I was so excited with the fact that I was mekayim this mitzvah. I danced for the next 4 hours, said the Rebbe, that's what you did. The mitzvah, no, you'll get schar and shemayim. But the way that you did it, the geshmak, the excitement that you had for the mitzvah, that's choshev, the Chazon Ish. Once came over to a bacha, as he was once putting on tefillin, and he said to him, tell me something, are you a bal bechira that you're putting on tefillin? You know, did anybody here wake up this morning and have this sort of yitzhar attack? You know, should I put on tefillin? Should I not put on tefillin? I don't think we have. Baruch Hashem, we have other problems. We don't have that problem. We're not about bechira. Nobody woke up this morning thinking maybe I'm not going to put on tefillin. Everybody's going to put on tefillin. So what schar are you going to get for a mitzvah that you anyway are going to do? You know, imagine a person's walking down the street and there's an old woman with a handbag, right? And he doesn't do any. You know, he walks past her. Imagine he gets to Shemaim after 120 and he wants to claim reward. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I walk past this old lady with a handbag. I didn't snatch a handbag away from her. I'm a good person. Give me reward. Rabbi Shimon say, but that's not your bechira. You never had a choice. You never thought about whether to do that or not. You don't get schar for that. Said the Chazan Ish, of course we get some kind of schar, but the ikar schar is not coming from putting on tefillin, because you're going to do that anyway. You never had any choice about it. You know you're going to put on tefillin. Said the Chazan Ish, so what's the schar? The schar is, how are you going to put on tefillin? And that's where the Yetzer HaRa comes in. Are you going to put it on when you're half asleep, and you put on tefillin, you wrap it round, and you yaitza? Or are you putting on tefillin because you want to mekayim the mitzvah kasher tzivah Hashem? That, said the Chazan Ish, is when a person is really yaitza a mitzvah. That's what happens when a person's yaitza a mitzvah, because he understands, he realizes what a person is really thinking about when he's doing the mitzvah. Rav Zadel Epstein Zatzal, the Mashkiach of Torah, Talmud Rav Shimon Shkop, writes in a Sefer, Kidshoni B'mitzvah Secha, he says, we all say in Tefillah many, many times, throughout our lives, we said every single Shachris, Ashrei Ish Yishmal Mitzvei Secha V'Shei Roscha Dvorach Yisam Alibay. Right, we say this all the time. Ashrei V'Zedel Zatzal. What do you mean? Ashrei Ish Yishmal Mitzvei Secha. We hear the mitzvahs, we do the mitzvahs. Right, it's not about hearing, it's about doing. So he explained, and I'm not going to go into the whole Arichas now to explain Pshat, but he said, if we would realize and understand that we go through our day, our whole life is mole mitzvahs and opportunities to do mitzvahs, whether it's chesed, whether it's our own mitzvahs for ourselves, whether it's help with other people, it's mole mitzvahs. Sheyish mole mitzvah means that a person understands and comes to the realization that we're here to do mitzvahs, but how are we doing mitzvahs? To hear that every opportunity is a mitzvah. That's exactly what a person gets schar. The Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, the same thing. Person goes to work in the morning, he goes to work and he comes back at night as a chavrusa, whatever it is, he can turn his entire day of going to work into one huge mitzvah. You just have to think, why am I working? What am I doing? Who am I providing for? You turn the entire day, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, into one huge mitzvah. We have opportunities the entire time. We have opportunities all the time to do mitzvahs. The Ran, amazing Ran in Drashas, in Drash HaShishi, says, brings a sefer and hoggas a mitzvahs. The Ran writes, how come you don't know the difference between a good doctor and a bad doctor? Good, sometimes obviously it's obvious, but generally we don't really differentiate between a good one and a bad one. Says the Ran, a Rishon, right? You didn't have what we have nowadays. He said, because all doctors generally use the same medications, the same methods, but one of them thinks and understands with what is he doing, with what is he dealing, and how to do it. The other one sort of, yeah, he knows you've got to give that pill, so he just gives it. I took a bocher out last week for a coffee, and I said to him, he's a big maven in coffee. So I took him out for a coffee one afternoon. And I said to him, who has the coffee? He's a big maven in coffee. So he said, yeah, it's okay. I said, do me a favor. You know, this restaurant has this big coffee machine. Are you telling me it makes a difference? They have a coffee machine. How wrong can they possibly go? So he said to me, it's not true, Rabbi. Because you're right, they have a coffee machine. But it depends how you use the coffee machine to what the result will be. And I thought, unbelievable. Oh, and I told him that on the spot. I said, I'm going to use what you told me. It's a wonderful musa. We're all built by the Rabbanu Shalom B'Tzelem Alekim. Good, we all have our milas, all of our chasronis, we all have wonderful things that we can do, each one on his own, each one in his mission. That's true. But we're all a machine that does things. It all depends on how we do it is going to be the result. Is the result going to be a person that's dovuk to the Rabbanu Shalom, who understands that a mitzvah is an opportunity and gives that fire and that geshmak over to his children or not? Let me just end with a story that I heard from the person that went himself to Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal with the Shaila. There was a Shaila many years ago, a girl in seminary, had a suffix at one particular point. It was a Thursday afternoon. She came to her rabbi and she said, I just spoke to my mother and I have a huge suffix if I'm Jewish. I'm not sure, for whatever reason it is, my mother told me some information and I don't think that I'm really Jewish. So there's lots of eitzes we all know, the Chassam Sofer, that would help by a boy, by tzitzis, or you can do work, that's not really malacha. Maisa, they went to Rav Eliyashiv, the person that went, told me, the Maisa, they went to Rav Eliyashiv and they said to him, what do we do? Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal was not fan of all these eitzes. He said, go get a beis din together. It was a Thursday afternoon, very difficult to find one. Get a beis din together and give her a real conversion, and this way you'll go into Shabbos without any problem whatsoever. The beis din that they found at the time was the Bedas Eidus Haredus HaSfaradi, the Stropkovka Rebbe. He was in charge of the Abbasin, and he took precedence of this basin for this girl. And this girl from the seminary came with all her friends. They wanted to see this wonderful, you know, conversion act, to see what it's all about. And they saw, as the Rebbe said to her, "Tell me, you want to be Jewish?" She said, "Yeah. But why? So difficult. There's Shabbos, there's Kashrus, there's Brachos. If you do this wrong, then that happens. If you do that wrong, then that happens." He came with the whole thing. And eventually she said, yeah. And then the conversion went through. Her friends came back completely enlightened. They said, "You know, if we would go through the same thing, you know how much more of appreciation of Yiddishkeit we would have? Good, we're born into it because our Rome was our father. But the truth is, if we stop for that moment and think of exactly what we are doing and why we're doing it, we come to a whole different situation." The Nesiv Shalom brings an amazing marshal in Parashat Tzav. He says somebody wanted to build a huge housing development on amazing big property that he owned. The problem was that the property was covered with a huge forest. Large forest, impossible to fell so quickly. So he takes an axe and he starts chopping down one by one. And he gets tree by tree by tree. After a while, he realizes that this is going to take years, months, and take forever. I'm not going to get anywhere. Even if I take people to hire with me, but so what? He said, "The only way that I'm going to manage to get down this fire to build the house that I want is by lighting a match and making the whole thing go on fire. Obviously a controlled fire, but we'll be able to put it down within a matter of minutes. The place will be down." Says the Nesiv Shalom, it takes a fire, it takes passion, it takes geschmack, it takes a soul of Yiddishkeit to burn away, to put away all the other things that the world is giving us, all the vast forests of the filth and confusion that dominate our souls, that dominate our lives. This, Rabbi says, is the lesson of mitzvah Sriches Kavana. Stop, think for a moment, what are we doing? Make every mitzvah into something special. Think about it, give it over to our children and future generations that will also have the geschmack, have the excitement for Yiddishkeit in the mitzvah Hashem. If we do that, we'll be zoicha that all future generations will appreciate Yiddishkeit.